B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. You know, it's funny, just a quick aside, because we'll get back to the heaviness of it. So I was having a conversation with my buddy Tooch yesterday, right? And he was so old school. What do you mean? Hockey in the summertime. NBA in the summertime. Because he's a lawyer, right? So he's got to work and the whole thing.
Right.
He's in the mortgage business, right? So you can only imagine with the state of mortgages and the state of the economy where he's, you know, he does every day. So we were talking about the seasons. He goes, well, what are they going to do for next year? I go, well, they want to permanently move the calendar. So the NBA wants to start in December, your Christmas Day, and run through August. And that's going to be their permanent calendar. And he says, "That's what do you mean? That's horrible." And he goes, nobody's going to watch NBA in the summertime.
Oh, I disagree.
And then, well, so do I. And then I go, well, hockey, same thing. Hockey's looking to shift its calendar, too. I said, my date would be start Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, and roll the season and end in July. Why? Hockey in the summer. Who wants to go sit in an arena in the summertime? You want to be on the beach? Well, A, not everybody's can be on the beach, but all right, yeah. But at nighttime, what's the difference?
Could you imagine, like, legitimately tailgating a hockey game?
I'll be awesome.
Let's face it. I go to Flyers games and I see people tailgating. I'm like, dude, it's 20 degrees outside. Like,
no, but playoffs are a great time.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah, April, May. Yeah, exactly. But now you can do it all season long.
You know.
At least come March.
No, the playoffs are fun, man. Like, the playoffs are amazing. People love the playoffs, the tailgate for the playoffs.
Right.
But he was so old school. Nah, baseball. I go, dude, you know what? Baseball's still going to be around. But don't you want something else more than baseball? I go, October. What do you got in October? Hockey starts October, 4th, 5th, right? I mean, if you're the NHL, you want to go up against football? He's like, during the week. I went, think about now. You have football. NFL, Thursday, Friday, and Thursday, sometimes Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever, right? College football, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, sometimes a Tuesday. You can get by, right? If you're hockey, you're hockey and basketball, wouldn't you rather be in the summertime?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd rather it either way, but I'm in on. If I'm down the shore and the Sixers are tipping off at 6:30, I have a nice day at the beach. I get off and I watch the Sixers tip off at 6:30 or whatever time. I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, does it really matter?
No, I don't think so.
It was funny because he was like, people want to go outside. They want to be outside. Yeah, well, watch the game outside.
Yes. I'm in on that. I love the outdoor viewing party.
Yeah, I do too.
Big fan of it.
I wanted to create my own Jurassic Park. You know that?
Yes, I remember down by the stadiums, right?
Yeah, I wanted to create my. I just need land and somebody with a lot of money to invest in it.
Now, Anthony, something just hit me, man.
What's that?
And this isn't good.
What?
It isn't. What does the time period of December 27th to the first week of January mean to you?
Capital One Bowl Week.
What else in terms of Philadelphia?
December 27th to what?
To January 5th.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the bowl week.
Well, the Sixers and Flyers would have to start with like a 2 week road trip to start the season.
Because
Disney on ice.
Right.
Yeah, Sixers are starting the road for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's an 0-10 start.
Nah.
Come on, man.
Nah, it's all right.
You got to call Disney and say, yo, guys.
Yeah, they'll figure out the arena.
Can you do this, you know, early in December?
Yeah, they'll figure out the arena. That's not a problem. They can do it. Look, you're right. They just move it. Nobody's playing.
Right. Yeah, do it earlier.
Yeah. All right. Time now for Name That Game. We give you two highlights of a game. You got to name it. You get it right, you win a $25 Primo's gift card. Lunch on us with a Primo. Not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. Primo Hoagie's open. And nothing better than lunch than a nice big Primo. What's our first highlight, Tunis?
Out in front to Hagelin. Hagelin backhand and stopped on the goal line. Good save there by Brian Elliott.
Oh, Elliott. All right. Hagelin and Elliott. That's two big clues right there, my guys. Let's go back to the phone, shall we? Let's go to Ben in Princeton. Benny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
What's up, Benny?
Hey, listen, here's the thing. I was going to say something else, but I'll just, if you'll indulge me for a minute. Why do we give, you know, remember when Carson Wentz tweeted out his thing, everyone was like, oh my God, he's getting involved. He cares. Whether he does or not, it's irrelevant to me. Drew Brees, all these guys are football players. That's the problem. That's kind of what's been happening with our society. We give, you know.
Celebrity, man. It's the cult
of
celebrity.
Man, it's gone off the rails. I won't get political on that, but, you know, why consult a football player who's retired? They're not a scientist. They're not I mean, the hero, we kind of throw the word heroes around too much.
Yeah.
And it's
definitely out of whack. I mean, we saw during the pandemic, you know, who keeps this country going, right?
Yeah.
While all the athletes and all their fame are on the sidelines, it's doctors and nurses and medical people and
sure.
All those people
sure.
Working to get food to people. They're the people who are the heroes. I agree with you. You're right about that.
You know, and just getting on the baseball thing, listen, baseball, they're a dead man walking. They're not, my son doesn't, they don't care about baseball. You know, the younger kids coming up don't, they can't name five players. Honestly, at least some of the guys I've talked to, I'm talking like from 17 to like 25. They're gamers, man. They don't, you know, that football is going to survive.
Right.
Basketball is definitely going to survive. Hell, even golf is going to survive. But, and you know, NHL is definitely going to survive because they've got costs. But the days of $300 million contracts for baseball, I don't think we're going to see that again.
I think that's part of the owner's thing. It's amazing that they signed those contracts. Now, I understand that local television allows them to sign those contracts.
Yeah, they
right?
got the like, money. I mean, the money,
you know, because
there.
It's a live, right? It's you can't DVR a baseball game, right? So right. If you're a local company, you want to advertise on Phillies games because, you know, your chances are your message is going to be seen.
Yeah,
and if they're
yeah.
good, you know, a lot of people are going to watch.
Right.
Therefore, your message is valuable. So that's
where
they make their money. But I agree with you that, you know, the younger generation is just not into it. I agree.
No, you know, and I'm from Atlanta. The Braves, they moved from downtown out to Roswell, which is, you know, kind of like moving from Philly to, like, I don't know, like Germantown, you know.
Right.
And they moved them out, and they got them in a smaller stadium. And Turner Field was a beautiful stadium.
It was new. I was at the opening of Turner Field.
Yeah. It wasn't that old.
It's amazing, you know?
They have a, you know, when they won the World Series, they got them a putting green in there with a kind of a diorama of the 12th hole at Augusta. So during rain delays, they can putt down there.
Oh, jeez.
It was a beautiful stadium.
Can you imagine that? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was
crazy.
A beautiful stadium. But here's the joke: no one's coming to the new stadium either.
Yeah. I was down there. I covered a World Series. It was, I think it was Braves Yankees, I want to say, or Indians, or whatever, one of them. And they didn't even sell out a World Series game.
No. Back but down south, you know, college football, college basketball, that's, you know, Friday Night Lights, that's real, you know.
Yeah, that's real. College football's real.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, the big way.
Yeah, keep up the good work, cuz. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate that. Be safe. Right. Thanks. Appreciate the call. You know, it's funny. And it hurts me because it hurts you when it comes to baseball. Like, I love kids playing baseball. I'm, you know, heavily involved in our, in the kids, with the kids playing baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks.
In fact, babe, I'm doing it to take Moss out to go hit. Yes, you know what's cool? Hopefully one day you'll be able to experience this. So my two, the older one's such a sweet, they're the best, right? The little one comes out, he's got this Sixer jersey, right? The tank, Sixer jersey tank, and the shorts. and he comes strutting in. Right, with the Sixer outfit on, the shorts, and the whole uniform. Yeah, I want to play basketball, Daddy.
All he was missing was the ball.
Tell Andy to play basketball. I go, yeah, he wants to play. Two of them went out and played ball, and he's got the uniform on. I was cracking up. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with Chunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, it's 11:20 across the Delaware Valley on this June the 4th hot morning. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Oh, 1 month till baseball starts, right?
Yeah.
Right? July 4th?
Dude, it's over.
Nothing is over.
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
It's over, Johnny.
At this point, I got spite in my heart.
Yes.
With baseball, like, stay away, dude. Until you clean up the sport and realize, you know, and run it the way it needs to be run, I got NBA, NHL coming back. I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to miss it for what it is.
Right. You're going to miss the crack of the bat.
Because I am a baseball fan, and I would watch it. But bigger picture, you know, you're going to miss it? I mean, you're going to be dying. I'm dying for it. You got to deal with NBA, NHL. We're going to be on to have an unprecedented, from August throughout the – hopefully there's no resurgence.
Right.
There's no November spike.
Think about this for a second. We're going to get to a point where we're going to be talking Sixers playoffs and Flyers playoffs in the same show, right? Yeah. And if, let's just say, baseball does return.
And oh, by the way, Eagles training camp.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be like, oh my God, we got so much to talk about.
I mean, think about September, right?
Yeah.
If you know, you're going to have playoffs and there's a chance the Flyers and the Sixers will be in the playoffs at the same time.
Right.
And the Eagles will be having to play the season.
Yeah, let's just say the Sixers do make it to game seven.
Like that's kind of cool, to be honest with you.
Yes. We're talking, if the Sixers make it to the NBA Finals, right, that starts October, that's 4 weeks of the NFL season already.
Yeah.
Or 3 weeks because the September 13th kickoff. So it's, we're talking week four, right, for the Eagles.
You want to talk about, like, you're losing your mind, right, in sports, how we are, sportsgasmic. We love the confluence of October, right? We always talk about the confluence of October.
Right. You're going to say, Andrew, play the songs.
Right. That's awesome!
Play the songs!
Go, leave that, let it go on, it sounded great!
Hold on. That does not sound awesome.
That's hysterical.
Sounds like the garbage disposal.
I know, it does sound like the garbage.
Imagine if you turned on the radio right when I started playing the music. Like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, that's great.
Notice I didn't play any Philly song.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right. Right. Oh, my God. That is great. That is great. You're like Rakim. Or B, Rakim. Yeah,
I'm not. I'm not. I wish I had some sort of artistic value like that, but no.
That's awesome.
I don't.
All right, let's get back to the phones. It's fun to talk about, though. That we, I just pray we get it. It's, we don't have some delay. God forbid, who knows?
Oh, our hearts will be
2020
broken.
Is... Been the we're in the sixth month of 2020,
which I can't believe,
and it has been a horrendous year. Horrendous. Stan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stanley,
hey, what's going on, cuz?
How you been, Stanley?
I'm good, man. I'm surviving. Can't call it. You know what I mean. Staying trying to stay safe out here and everything.
Please, please,
you all as well. Listen, man, I got to tell you that Drew Brees thing. The thing. It irritates me because it just continues to show not just a lack of empathy that people have, but a lack of understanding. And it's on one hand, you blame them because you're a grown man. You should be able to understand this by now. But at the other end, when you come up, I guess it's just certain things that you don't have to deal with, you don't see, so you couldn't possibly really understand. But, you know,
Here's the thing, though. You know, he doesn't get a pass because...
But that's what I'm saying.
Like,
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't really give him a pass. It's just so annoying that still to this day, we really got to try to, like, explain this stuff, you know? And I'm looking at it, and I'm...
Well, especially now. Like, listen, when it first happens, there is a misunderstanding of it. All right, whatever. But, like... This right now,
exactly.
Like with all the stuff going on after everything going on,
wild
now.
You get into the arguments where you know the Black Lives Matter and people are coming in. Oh, all lives matter, and you got to sit there and really explain to them what this means because for some reason they just feel attacked, and you're just like, well, welcome to my life, like 24/7. You know what I mean? Right. Like that's the craziest part about it.
It takes is for people. To divorce themselves and look outside themselves, right? Like just look outside yourself for a minute. Like, you know.
I would hope that if
something was going on and there is a sudden attack of all Italian people, right? I would hope that you'd have my back.
That's what I'm saying.
You know? I mean, that's all. I think it's pretty simple when you strip it down, you know?
To its raw core, it shouldn't be that hard to comprehend, to be honest with you. The only funny part is Tobias Harris. I didn't know he can get this spicy, man. He was spicing Drew Brees. He spiced him yesterday, and then he even said, like, don't come out, if this is what your true mindset is, don't even come out with an apology. And then it's on Twitter. During this whole thing, Tobias has been one of the mainstays as far as just from a local standpoint
right.
of guys that I've seen. I know him and Matisse were protesting and everything as well. But he's been very vocal about these things, which I really like. And I really kind of, you know, I really respected the guy, but now I have like a new profound respect for him. And I'm watching him, and I'm just like, well, you know, I didn't know Toby had this little, you know, I didn't know he'd get this spicy, because he was really going in on him a little bit, like saying to him, like, yo, don't even come out with this apology. This is your mindset. And then when after Drew Brees did it, he's like, as I said yesterday, and he, you know, I can predict the future, something like that. So I thought that was kind of funny. Real quick with the NBA, though, Chunas, I got to disagree with you, because I think saying whoever wins the championship this year is bogus, because I think that's a cop out. Because everybody picked the Bucks, everybody picked the Lakers, everybody picked the Clippers to win the championship. So if they win the championship this year, regardless of what happened, they were still picked to win the championship at the beginning of the year. So if the Sixers were to win it, to me, the only people that's going to say it's bogus are the people who were wrong about their picks. So I wouldn't say the championship. I wouldn't say if the Lakers win, I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh well, the pandemic happened. I'm not going to say that, and I think that's because I didn't say that in 2012 when the Heat won their championship. I didn't say that in 99 when the Spurs won their championship with the lockout seasons. So to me, I think that's just kind of like an easy way out to just say, oh, we'll just put an asterisk on this championship because, you know, they didn't play X, Y, and Z games. Like at the end of the day, people are still expecting the Bucks to win the championship. People are still expecting the Lakers to win the championship. People are still expecting the Clippers. So these other teams, if they can mess around and win it, to me, it's like, hey, we all were on equal playing field. We all had the same amount of time off. Y'all all had these preparation times to get your team together. I mean, I heard LeBron, as soon as they opened up the facility, he was over here calling guys to try to work out. So if you don't win it and another team wins, they were just better than you at that moment. So I can't
say that. Well, the other point, too, is it's even more pure in the sense that there's no home court. Right,
so. Exactly. So now to me, it's like whoever wins actually had to put in the work and win. You know, so you look at a team like the Bucks, and, you know, of course the Sixers were one of the best home teams. I understand that too. But whatever team does end up winning, I'm not going to sit there and try to take that away from them because of what happened. The fact that all this happened and you still kept your composure to win the championship, to me, is going to be more like, okay.
No, it's really the same thing. I agree with you. Like, whether it's the NBA or the NHL, I mean, well, we're not, if the Flyers win the Stanley Cup, are we not going to have a parade?
That's what I'm saying. Like to me, that's not really fair to the players who worked hard and still stayed focused to win the championship. For me to say it doesn't count because this happened, you know, because like I said, it'd be one thing if it was just a toss up from the beginning, right? And then you're like, okay, well, somebody had to win it. But everybody is still expecting these teams. LeBron is still playing, AD is still playing, Giannis, they're still playing. So you're going to expect these guys to show out. You're going to expect these guys to play hard and win the championship, especially now with this condensed strategy that they're coming out with, right?
So no, I agree with you. Thanks, bro.
So I can't put an asterisk there.
Yeah, I feel you. Chunas?
Yeah, no, I hear him, right? Like
we debated this.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like, all right, I get what he's saying about the Lakers and Bucks thing. Like, if they win, they won because they were the best teams in their conferences going into the playoffs. To me, it's weird that if the Sixers, who I saw going down a downward spiral, right? Like they were going to finish sixth. They weren't going to make a jump back up to fifth or fourth, in my opinion, if the season never came to a halt. They would have finished the sixth seed, and then we would have seen what would have happened come playoffs when they faced Boston in round one. If the Sixers all of a sudden, and I keep on going back to the two-month thing, and yes, Brett Brown had 2 months to realize what's going on. If the Sixers all of a sudden win because they had 2 months off, because they all of a sudden figured it out, that's when I say a little bit bogus, yeah, because, you know, they wouldn't have won had there been no shutdown.
But you don't know that.
See, I don't know that.
That's the fly in the ointment there. That's what breaks your argument, is that you don't know that.
Yeah, but I have a pretty good feeling.
No, you don't. I mean, what if, you know, again, we talked about the better part of the season being an experiment, right? So then, you know, he wanted to kick it in gear the last 15 games of the season, last 20 games of the season, kick it in gear, get Ben back, and all right, we're gonna play. And then, you know, who knows? I mean, if Ben comes back for the playoffs, which he would have, my guess is, and, you know, they go at it and they win. I don't think you could say for sure that wouldn't have happened.
Even though I can't say for sure. Yeah, even though I don't I don't think it would have happened. I can't say for sure, obviously, because I don't know what would have happened.
But we're going on the premise that they win, right? Like, so you're constructing the argument that they win. All right, so if you're going to take me that far and say they win, well, how do I know they weren't always going to win? Then it's not too it doesn't seem too much of a leap. You already got me to leap that they're going to win.
Yeah, I'm just saying if they do win, I think it's like, all right, because they.
Well, wait, but you got me to take the leap that they're going to win. I grant you, that's a leap.
Yes.
If they win, I don't think it's as big a leap to say they will than they would have always won.
Okay, that makes sense. I get what you're saying. But I also have the feeling that if the season never shut down, I don't think they would have ever have gotten all the way to the NBA Finals. And that's kind of my argument. And I get it. I don't know because it never happened. I can't say this is fact.
I don't know. You're right. We don't know. And I would tend to agree with you. But you've already taken me on the leap and said that they're going to win it.
I never said that they were going to win it. I just said they win.
Well, that's the point. You said if they win, that means we're taking a leap. That's a very unlikely leap that they're going to win it. All right, well, they're going to win it. All right, they win it, then maybe they will have always won it. If that's the case, that's my point.
Yeah, I got you.
Flyers, are you going to celebrate any less?
Of course, man. I'm going to.
We're going streaking!
I'm running down Broad Street.
Flyers win. All right, good. What do you do? I mean, it's still the playoffs. They're still going to go through. I would agree with you. If the playoffs were 3-game series.
Right, then it's both.
Or, whatever. They get rid of a round. But if they're going to be a real playoffs, then what? You're going to celebrate it.
Of course, I'll celebrate the Sixers. Like, I'm going to celebrate. I just go, all right, well, maybe the 2 months helped the Sixers. I think, if anything, the 2 months helped the Sixers more than the Flyers, because the Flyers...
Well, the Flyers have momentum.
Right, the Flyers are moving forward. And yeah. I'm like, all right, like I have a feeling that if things kept on going, if there was no stoppage, the Flyers could have gotten as far as the Eastern Conference Finals, where I think the Sixers could have lost in round two, could have maybe even lost in round one, again, because of what downward spiral they were going on, because they had no momentum. But maybe I think the 2 month hiatus is more beneficial to the Sixers, obviously, because of now it's no momentum to even playing field in terms of momentum. And then Flyers, again, even playing field in terms of momentum, but they actually had a ton of momentum going to the playoffs.
However, what hurts the Sixers more than most other teams, more than any other team, and I can say this as a fact, is that they're not going to have home court.
Right.
They had the best home court in the NBA.
Yes, they did. Well, unless they get up to the fourth seed, then they can bring the court up with them.
Right, there's no home seed. There's no home court.
According to ESPN.
Right, with no home court, theoretically, that negates any kind of advantage the Sixers have in a restart. So you should celebrate.
All right.
All right, time now for our second highlight. Name that game. If you get it, you win a Primo Hoagie gift card. Don't forget, not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. Go to PrimoHoagies.com. Here it is.
Michael Kempney behind his own net. Again, forced to turn away from Aubé-Cubel. Turnover. Aubé-Cubel took the shot. He scores! Nick Aubé-Cubel.
Wow. I think you know. I think you know. I think you know the opponent. Elliot, we know, was in goal. Remember who was in goal against that opponent earlier this year is my guess, Junis. That's just my guess.
That's a pretty good guess.
215-263-0975. The contest line is now open. If you know it, you call the number 215-263-0975, and you got a chance to win the Primo's gift card.
I gotta admit, hearing the Flyers highlight, it does hurt. It's like, oh my God. Yeah, I'm excited for them to come back, but I just wish it never ended. I was having so much fun.
We were having a blast. And I do think that game meant something.
Yes.
You know? During the run. 215-263-0975.
I think it's confusing people, to be honest.
Do you?
Yeah.
We don't have... listen, I mean, we can't have it. Somebody's got to get it.
I mean, come on.
I would think that someone would get it. We'll do this. We'll table it. Somebody will get it, I hope. Why don't you play both clues back to back to give them a chance?
Out in front to Hagelin. Hagelin backhand and stopped on the goal line. Good save there by Brian Elliott.
Michael Kepney behind his own net. Again, forced to turn away from Aubé Kubel. Turnover. Aubé Kubel took the shot. He scores! Nick Aubé Kubel!
All right, somebody got to get it, man. Come on, let's go to Steve. Stevie, do you know?
Hello.
Hello, Stevie.
Hey, Anthony. Long time. We met at Washington Square restaurant like 15 years ago.
Wow.
You remember that place?
I love that place. That was a great spot.
So I've been in D.C. for probably really since then, but listen to your show every day and appreciate all you guys are doing to keep our minds occupied during this crazy time.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. What brought you to D.C.?
Work. Jose Andres.
Oh, my man. That's fantastic. I love Jose Andres.
Yeah, and then I went back to Star when he opened here at Diplomat.
Oh, that's so great, man. That's fantastic. Good for you, brother.
I feel like I was at this game. Was this a blowout win in Washington this year?
How about that, Andrew? You are correct.
Yeah!
I love the fact that you were at the game, man.
Yep.
That is so cool. Flyers over the Caps in a big way. That
it
game
was like 6-1 or something like that.
Yeah, it was. What was the final score, Andrew?
7-2.
7-2. That's right.
Oh, there you go.
What was that like? Yeah, was the awesome. Crowd just in shock?
Yeah, oh, big time. Because it was over. I mean, they were up early. I had like 4-1 or 5-1, and I was in my little Giroux sweatshirt thing, and usually I try and go to the games when they're in town, and the last couple of years it's been it's not been as much fun because the Capitals have been winning certainly more, but it was awesome being at this game.
That is so cool. Man, I'm so glad you called, brother. I'm so glad you're doing well.
I can't believe I got through so quickly.
That is awesome. I know, really. You came in and snagged it. I love it. Brother, it's great to talk to you. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Will do, for
and
sure.
And listen, we're down in D.C., what's the restaurant you're working at?
Well, I switched. I'm actually fortunate time that I switched. So I work for a company that sells wine and spirits now.
Oh, wonderful. I know.
It's right now down here.
My niece was going to Catholic University down there.
Oh, yeah. I live right near there.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's really
cool. I'll be up in Philly this weekend to see my family.
Awesome.
Coming up tomorrow
awesome.
For the weekend to get out of Dodge.
Oh, fantastic. Listen, have a safe trip up. And
cool.
Be safe, man. Great to hear from you, brother. Thank you. All right. Sit tight. We're going to come back. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio with the Chews hanging out on this beautiful June morning. How about he was at the game, Andrew?
Yeah, how about that? Must have been fun, man. That must have been a good time. You know, a couple people that made that trip.
Remember, wasn't it the Stein? Remember the Stein?
Stein.
I think he was at that game.
The Stein was. You're right. The Stein was at the game.
Yeah, the Stein disappointed me, though.
Why?
He ended up going back to the Sixers, hate. Remember, we were trying to bridge the gap.
Nah,
he went back to it.
He did?
Yeah, he went back to it. Yeah, he disappointed me.
Really?
Yeah.
I never... Seemed like he was all right. I always liked the Stein. All right, let me tell you about DraftKings, shall we? And you think you know who's going to win UFC 250 this weekend? Put your money where your mouth is. Place a bet on the winner with DraftKings Sportsbook Casino, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Betting on the MMA is easy. You just pick a fighter per matchup. You can do all kinds of parlay the fights within the card. You can bet when or how the fight will end, what round. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Use code FANATIC for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code FANATIC. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook Casino. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back. Cuz Radio with the Tunis. Hanging out with you. I don't know which one I'm looking forward to more. The NHL or the NBA? Did you hear that scream? You heard that, didn't you?
I bit my tongue. I didn't want to bring it up.
You heard that scream. You need to.
Everything all right? Everything all right?
Oh, that's great.
Need me to take a call?
I have no idea if everything's all right. I don't know. They're upstairs.
Let's go to the phone.
They're upstairs. And, you know, that's the thing about having two boys.
Yes.
Is that at some point you might hear a scream.
Yeah.
One is doing something to the other, and the other one screams. So that's... Well, screams are... That's par for the course.
I'm excited for both sports, Anthony.
My wife and I will be watching the show, right?
Yes.
So we'll watch our show. And invariably you'll hear like a scream.
Of course.
And then she'll put the thing on mute, like let's hear if there's something else. And then if there's just quiet, you go, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? And then sometimes it's better to hear like a little bit of a rumbling because you know that they have not hurt one another seriously.
That's true. But then the rumbling could lead to hurting one another seriously.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, God, I got to get up there.
Right. Now, you feel you're watching the show. You feel like going down and yelling at them?
No, not at all. Yeah.
That's not fun. Let's go to May. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, May.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's happening, May?
I called to chime in on this guy, Drew. I'm really upset at him because my son looks up to him. I'm of Egyptian descent, I'm Muslim, but my son is biracial, which is, he's a little white boy with blonde hair and blue eyes, and he looks up to these ball players. And me growing up, I had a lot of issues, you know, with people being racist against Muslims.
Uh-huh.
But when I mean, I was born and raised here in America, and right. to me, United States of America means all of us united, white, black, Hispanic, Arab, whatever race, whatever religion you are.
Sure.
And to have a man like that, that my son looks up to, not kneel to the flag, it really hurts. It makes my son look at me twice. He's like, well, Mom, why won't he kneel to the flag? Well, you're from Africa, and the guy that died, he's African, and why wouldn't he kneel to the flag? And that, you know, as his mom, it's very hard for me to explain, like, why is a white man not like you not kneeling to the flag, and I'm asking you to kneel down?
Yeah, it goes beyond the act of kneeling, whether you kneel or don't kneel. Man, where I agree with you is that he needs to look outside of himself and understand how other people feel, right? So how you would feel, it's wrong that you would feel any sort of, you know, hatred, that you would feel any sort of any other way other than embraced, right? Like, human nature is to embrace one another. And we all have to, at times, look outside of ourselves to embrace each other. And I think I understand where you're coming from. And, you know, it's a tough conversation to have. And, you know, when you look at your boy and you look at him with, you know, here's this sense of innocence, right? I got a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I don't want the world to impact their lives, right? I want them to keep their childhood as pure as possible, so they can enjoy their childhood, because Lord knows that when adulthood happens, there's enough, you know, to deal with, right?
So exactly.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, so when my son looks up to these guys, you know, I'd expect them to be role models.
Yeah.
You know, they play.
You want them all to do the right thing. I hear you. And it's a tough thing, and, you know, we can lament that, and you hope that, you know, the teaching moment is, well, he apologized, and you hope that his apology is understanding that he needed to look outside of himself, that it really didn't have anything to do with his grandparents, who were heroes and served the country, right? So you got to hope, and you got to give people, that's what we do in this country, is that you got to forgive. You'd want to forgive, right? You go, all right, Drew, we want to forgive you, and we want to believe what's in your heart.
I want to believe it, but reading his statement almost looks like an attorney wrote it for him.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's coming from his heart.
Yeah, I hear you. I can only tell you that we all hope, May, and thanks for the call, that we can give other people a chance, that you give them a chance to make amends, you know.
Yeah, that was the point of the Tobias Harris tweet yesterday. Yeah. He basically quote tweeted the video and said, now that everybody's on you, Drew, don't put out some sort of statement that looks like a PR person wrote it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what May's saying. It doesn't feel genuine.
Like he said, do yourself a favor and make a video so that we can see your face, so that we can hear your voice and actually hear you saying it.
Right.
And he didn't do that. And players, you know, Tobias Harris has then since responded and saying, this is what I'm talking about.
Right.
And other players, even Drew Brees' teammates, are still like, dude, this may be from our PR team, somebody that wrote this.
Yeah.
And it may have been Drew. Like, Drew Brees may have wrote it himself. But obviously, that's not how people are going to think.
But you know, what's amazing to me is that in this day, like, you know what's going on now. Like, just take a moment and just look behind yourself. That's all. Just look outside of yourself, right, for a moment, and go, all right, well, this is what's happening, and this is why people feel this way. This has nothing to do with, you know, liberal, conservative. I mean, people throw these words around. This has to do with just looking out for your fellow man, woman.
Right.
I mean, this is looking out. This is more to do with, you know, people looking out for one another than you know, your politics. Of course, we need to politicize everything. It's nothing to do with politics. It's nothing to do with you see people hurting. Look outside yourself for a second. That's all it is. This is not some grand political stage statement. And by the way, you know, you're right. He shouldn't have made a video and go, you know what? Damn, man, I misread the situation. You know, that's what you got to do.
Yeah. And instead you put out the statement and, hey, listen, it was well worded and maybe it was him. But that's not what the reaction's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be, man, listen, you need to just put your face in front of the camera. For his own sake. Really.
I know. Shame. But, you know, I sometimes you just don't get it, right? Like, you just look at things that go that are going on and you just go, dude, a little common sense, my man.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, also mentioning how many great things he's done for New Orleans, and he has, right? Like, he has,
again,
a lot of money that he is.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's been very charitable.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's got a hate. I don't think he's racist or has hate in his heart.
No.
I don't know the guy. I don't believe that. Maybe because I don't want to believe that, but I don't believe that. I believe, though, that he's self-centered and he didn't realize. And we all get to that some point where sometimes we need to understand that we need to look outside ourselves.
Exactly.
That doesn't make you a bad human being, you know? I mean, that's the fact of the matter.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.